For 15 years, my man Brandon's been doing it. Different guests every week, and never know who. Special gifts and prizes for those in attendance. We always have a good time when we come through. Down at the spot we call the press box, where the drinks stay cold and the wings stay hot. It's the Player Show. Everybody clap your hands, and if you feel good, go and get up and dance. Everybody's feeling good. It's all good vibes. My man Randy Harris about to take this thing live. Waterside Dental is proud to present the Monday Night Player Show, broadcasting live for the Press Box Sports Emporium for the 15th consecutive year with my main man, Randy Harris. Take it away, Randy.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium after last Monday's Halloween. Welcome, everybody. Let's welcome Josh Robinson out to the Press Box.
Thank you.
All right, so Josh, I said I was going to throw something at you. And this isn't anything bad at all. And anybody that's listened to this show knows that I don't do a whole lot of research. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to come out and find out about the athlete like everybody else. And I was explaining to you how the fans put in all these index cards. Mm-hmm. And I kind of go through them and I pick and I choose. And Haley, wherever she is, you put this question in a couple weeks ago. And I looked at it and I go, I can't know. But I'm going to ask it right now. Do you play Pokemon Go?
Yes. I am an avid Pokemon Go.
I saw that on Twitter. I'm like, all right, Haley put it in, and I didn't ask it a couple weeks ago. Explain that. I don't even know what Pokemon Go is.
All right, so listen, I grew up playing Pokemon with trading cards all my life. So pretty much when it got introduced, I was just hooked instantly. My wife, she was in the house, and she was like, you should try this game. And she didn't know what she got herself into, so every other day I was out searching for Pokemon, literally, while we were at the hospital, and she was in labor, because she was laboring for 2 days. I took a two-hour break and went to go hunt Pokemon. She was okay with it. Her mom was in town, but I do love Pokemon.
Where's the strangest place that you got, whatever they're called?
Pokemon?
Yeah, but don't they all have names, each one, and
yeah,
I guess some are more
so
valuable?
There are so many. I've caught a lot of them. Almost got my deck complete. that's all I'm trying to do. But I don't know, man. Can't even think of.
Now, this is the thing where people walk like zombies, right? Because they're
pretty much
watching their phone.
As you're walking around, you can tell who's playing Pokemon. So I'm like one of the geeks that'll walk around
awesome.
And say, you're playing Pokemon. And they'll be like, yeah.
But do you still do it?
I haven't done it since, well, bye week I did it. I lie.
We went
to New York, and New York is full of them. So me and my wife were literally running around chasing Pokemon.
So there's special ones in special locations,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah.
So the biggest MMA fight, I told you I'm a big MMA guy, mm-hmm. is at Madison Square Gardens this Saturday. It's huge. So do I catch them and bring them back to you, or what do I do?
If you could, I'll give you my phone. You bring it back to me.
Because I'm assuming that there are going to be some special ones there.
I would agree.
So
I would definitely agree.
We'll talk more about that. All right, so you're a Florida guy.
Yes, sir.
Down Fort Lauderdale, mm-hmm. Sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, give us your...
Well, I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Went to Plantation High School. Chose to go to UCF out of a numerous amount of schools. I chose UCF. Established there, you know, I like the groundwork that was done, and I wanted to help build onto that program, and you know, that was something we were capable of doing, and we ended up doing, and guys came out, you know, higher drafts each year after another, and then of course Blake Bortles, most recent, him and Rashad Perriman, both first rounders, you know, who are playing really, really good.
Is that kind of like, you know, you pound your chest a little bit because of how far UCF has come? Almost,
yeah,
said USF.
That's something I do. I take pride in. You know, that's one of the reasons I actually just went back to UCF this Saturday for their game against Tulane. But it was something I always cherished. You know, just being able to go there, help a team get their first ever, you know, bowl game victory, and then, you know, seeing it do it multiple times after that.
I know we've talked about this in the locker room. This is, you know, for the fans here at the press box as well as listening across the country. Mm-hmm. I've been in the stadium. I've been in the press box. Can you feel the whole thing on the ground like we felt I thought I was going to die in that press box because it rocks back and forth.
It's called the bounce house for a reason. Literally, it's bouncing. And that's one thing I love. You know, even when we went back, me and my wife, we were there jumping just because we loved it. We got out of the press box and went down to the field level just to experience that. She wanted to experience it, of course.
Give me your thoughts. And I don't know if many people know about the UCF UConn rivalry. That UCF says isn't a rivalry. I thought this was the greatest thing ever. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I'm not too familiar with it.
All right, so last year, I guess UConn beat UCF.
Okay.
And they invented this rivalry. And they made up a trophy. And now they have a trophy because of this rivalry versus UCF. So UCF goes and beats them this year, and they went to present them the trophy. And they're like, what are you talking about? This isn't a rivalry.
That's awesome.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What is the big rivalries at UCF?
Well, of course, we want the rivalry against I-4 USF, obviously. And I think we will dominate that. You know, early off, they kind of killed us a lot. But recently, we've been kind of putting it on them.
Your thoughts about the new head coach, Scott Frost?
Oh, I love it. I love the way the program is going. You know, a lot of changes, a lot of new things are happening, and I think it'll continue to improve with him under ring.
Do you think he gets ID'd a lot? The guy looks like he's 12.
Yeah, he
does. And he played here in Tampa.
He does look a little young. That's when I first saw him. I was like, man, I think I could be a coach if he's legal. But, yeah, he does look young, but I think he'll send us in the right direction.
All right, so then you leave UCF. Go to the NFL, go up to Minnesota. Can you believe it's 5 years already?
Man, it just seems like just yesterday I was at down in Fort Lauderdale, you know, having my NFL draft party and, you know, celebrating an accomplishment unlike any other, you know. And, you know, now I'm already 5 years in and people look at me as a vet or the old guy. I'm like, what? Like, I'm only 25, but.
Yeah, you're the old guy. I've been married longer than you've been alive. You're the old guy.
Oh, I'm putting numbers on you.
No, exactly. How different has it changed in the 5 years?
As far as me personally, just the growth, you know, being able to understand, being able to, you kind of feel comfortable. You know, you're not so much of, you know, nervous as to what you can do or what you should do or how to be a professional and things like that. It's kind of just established, and now you're just going with it and trying to improve on who you are as a player and as a person.
First day you sign with the Buccaneers, you're in Tampa Bay, you walk over into One Buck. What's that like? And I always ask guys, is it like first day of school? Is it like, you know, middle school and you're looking around, who's looking at you?
Oh yeah, definitely.
It is.
You want to put on your nice shoes, your nice underwear, all that good stuff, and you lay them out the night before, and then when you go in there, you know, you're looking around, just trying to get a feel for the guys, who's in here, who's your, you know, talkative guys, who's your, you know, competitive guys and things like that. And you get a feel for it, and then you kind of just fall into place.
How long does that take?
For some guys longer than others. It didn't take me quite long. You know, I kind of fit pretty good with these guys, this group of guys we had, especially, you know, guys like Banks, you know, who's a clown, and, you know, Werner, another clown who's experienced. So it's been fun.
I know I was told tonight is the offensive line's rookie dinner.
I was not aware of
it. Yeah, I found that out. I guess they're doing two of them, too.
Oh, wow.
You know, because I was talking to one of the rookies. Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of that? And how bad is that?
It's bad. It's real bad. I hated it. I ended up spending $10,000 on one night, and it was, like, brutal. I was angry, you know, but, you know, you have a guy like Antoine Winfield, a 13-year veteran, you know, he knows what he wants, and this is what it's going to be, and, you know, you spend it, and you're like, I can't wait till I have a rookie and I'm making
the next year.
Yeah, you know. So,
what are some other things that are similar to that? And I know we've talked about that in years past, about when young guys go to the Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm. And I won't throw a particular Tampa Bay Buccaneer, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, under the bus, but he went up to this young Pro Bowler and said, "We're going to have a meeting later tonight. I need your room number so I can call you to let you know." And then when he checked out and his bill was $10,000, $12,000, $14,000,
yeah.
Does that happen other than outside the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, that does happen. That's, oh, man, that would be brutal.
It's tough.
I had to prepare my mind for that, a lot of things for that, my wife for that. So it was a lot.
Now, have you gone to, you know, in the next 4 years after your rookie year, you know, when the defense or the DBs or?
I didn't always go. I missed the next 2 years due to having a newborn. My wife was pregnant the first time, and then she was just like, nah, not the next time. So I finally went my fourth year, and, you know, I enjoyed it. It wasn't too bad, you know. Eat some
tastes better.
Yeah, you know, it's free, you know. So you take, like, when we went this year, I think we were going to have multiple ones, but when we went this year, you know, you see all the big steaks, you know, 16 ounce, 30 ounce, like huge stuff you can't even eat. Literally it took an hour to prepare one of them, and it's like, I'm not going to eat it, you know, but just to have fun.
And the first rounder pretty much pays for most of it, though, right? I mean, it dwindles down, but
yeah, you kind of let the first rounder take the biggest hit, and then, you know, the later guys, they'll end up getting, like, one of our guys ended up just playing for valet, you know, so it wasn't too bad on his end.
So that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Before we go, we hit our first break, talk about the Thursday game and how difficult. We're only going to talk a little football. We're going to goof off. We have a whole stack. But, you know, this has kind of bothered me, and I'm sure it bothers a lot of people, these Thursday games, because it really doesn't give you guys time to prepare and get ready for the game, right?
Yeah, it's really unrealistic to expect a guy to play, you know, 91 plays the previous week, and then 3 days later to be ready, you know, to go again another 64 at least. You know, so I think it's so unrealistic of what you expect from a guy. And, you know, you're in a tough position, but – you know, we all get paid to do this job. So, you know, it's a part of our job. And, you know, we try to get our bodies prepared as much as we can to be able to perform.
And once you get through that game, it kind of helps because now you have a couple extra days. I guess you had a couple days off.
Yeah, you get a couple days to recover after that. And, you know,
Can you really recover?
Not, you know, we actually just had this conversation today in our meeting, just like that nobody would ever probably be 100% for the rest of the season. You know, you're just trying to get as close to 100% as you can, you know.
How close to 100 can you get? And then at the end of the season, even though there's 8 games, maybe more, how long after your final game are you 100%?
It depends. You know, some guys, you know, who are in the trenches a lot, linebackers, those guys, you know, they take a killing in that box, you know, running backs as well. So some of those guys, it may take them a little bit longer as a DB. Not as much as really just trying to rest your legs, give them a little break, and, you know, you're back at it. But it's not too long.
But, and how about you, the special teams guru? Coach Cutter said the other day, I think 2 days ago at his press conference, and he named you by name playing lights out. You got to get a little banged up, you know, doing the 100 in about 6 seconds.
Yeah. They definitely.
As I'm watching it again,
they have me running a lot, and, you know, the teams are now starting, you know, send 2 and 3 guys my way, and it's, you know, just trying to fight through it, and, you know, show them that I can get the job done, and they'll, you know, build that confidence.
Is it fun, or are you just always smiling?
I love it. It's like I'm living a dream, you know. So everything about, you know, being an NFL player, I love, you know, whether it's mingling with friends, fans, whether it's, you know, doing radio shows or even just playing the game, you know, it's been fun. And I can honestly say it hasn't always been that way. You know, my second year was a year I struggled the most, and it wasn't fun at all. And it wasn't because I was doing bad. It was just I wasn't having fun. It was just a job. I got to go to work. Now, you know, I'm back to having fun, and that's something I love. You know, I can do it no matter what day, and, you know, what time, and, you know, whether it's interacting, I'm always willing to do it and enjoy it.
Now, is part of it because you were playing in the cold weather up north?
That played a big factor. It's freezing up there. You know, our last game there was negative 25, and I think about that from time to time. It's like, it's not worth it.
I would think about that all the time. You're right. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, before we go to our first break, first gift for you coming out, we want to get you as close to 100% as possible. So here's a couple of massage gift certificates for you,
perfect,
from Hyde Park Massage and Spa.
Yes, thank you.
We're going to hit our first break. We'll be right back, coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, hanging out with Josh Robinson.
Gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring?
StaffZone is, as the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is Alice Cooper talking with Randy Harris on Talking Sports.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, hanging out with Josh Robinson. Hey, Halloween. Hey. Did you do anything special Halloween?
We had to work.
That night?
Yes.
Wow. So is that good or bad?
It was bad. It was bad. I was really angry because I had my Halloween costume ready and everything. And
so you're a dresser-upper?
Yes. I have kids, so a kid who can trick-or-treat, so I take advantage of it.
What were you going to dress up as?
Well, he was going to be the little guy from Saw on the tricycle. I don't even know what it's called, but it's like a little clown, and he was going to wear a mask, and I was just going to be one of his captured people. So,
very cool.
Yeah, I was going to have blood all over me and everything.
Do you do the whole house and all that
stuff?
Yeah,
I like to do the decorating. And
really?
Everything. Yeah, I love that stuff.
Were you going to put pictures out on your Twitter since you're...
I didn't, just because when I found out that, you know, I wasn't going to be able to trick-or-treat, I kind of got disappointed and kind of just did minimum.
See, I think you guys that you know, work or anybody else that works and can't do Halloween, it should be set up for like every 6 months. So, you know, we'll do an October and we'll do a May.
I'll be down for that.
I'm going to start that, all right?
I'll do it.
Tell us a little bit about your family. I believe your brother's a firefighter?
Yeah, my oldest brother, he's a firefighter down in Fort Lauderdale. And then my middle brother, he actually just finished his police school, police academy. He just finished that a couple days ago. So he'll have his graduation on the 17th. And, you know, then he'll pursue that career. So
do me a favor and ask them both a question. How do they feel about, like, the police TV shows? And, mm-hmm. you know, like, I watch Chicago Fire and Chicago Police. Is it Chicago Police? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Chicago PD.
Yeah.
I'm curious, you know, my wife's a nurse, and she looks at it a little differently and stuff.
Yeah.
So kind of like, how do you watch, what is it, Ballers and that kind of stuff? And what do you think? I've never seen it.
Honestly,
so.
I'm not a big TV guy. You know, I'm a video game guy, so I honestly try not to watch any of that.
Are you a guy that plays with the gun until 3, 4 in the morning? And you are, aren't you?
I've done it.
You are.
I've done it. Unfortunately, I've spent a lot of hours playing video games.
Do you go to the expos and stuff that they have?
No, I've never experienced anything like that. It spikes the interest, but I haven't.
I'm just, you know, we're making a list of things that we can send you to.
Yeah,
perfect. You know, because there's those things. How about the Comic-Con stuff? And
yeah, I've seen them. I've seen when they're happening and things like that, and I've always thought, oh man, that'd be cool to go to it. So.
Now, I'm going to butcher the story only because I don't remember the guy's name, but it's like the Walking Dead. I think it's Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. The star of that, whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. What is it? Somebody? I don't know. So I want to go back. I don't want to give it away. So Comic-Con, and if you're in character, if you're in costume, you get to walk on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
If you just go normal, you have to sit up in the 100 level.
Uh-huh.
So this guy's walking around and everybody's coming and taking pictures with him.
Uh-huh.
And it's the guy from, I think it's Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm. Who?
I don't know. Whatever. I'll look it up at the next break. So people are taking pictures with him just because the costume was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So then they pick 5 people, they put them on stage, and then they put their hand above their head, and who gets the most claps wins this prize. He won.
Uh-huh.
So then when he took the mask off, it was him. It was the guy.
That's awesome.
You know, and he said that I couldn't walk around as me
because
I couldn't walk around as me. So instead he dressed up as him.
And
to me, I just thought it was so cool. Real quick, back to last week, the Thursday game. How does that mess up the whole routine? Because I know you guys like routines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of throws it off. You have to, you know, as far as game planning and things like that, you kind of really got to condense everything and speed it up. You can't be as thorough through all the specifics of everything. It's just touch and go. You can't really harp on the previous game. You know, literally today we had to watch things from Oakland because we didn't have time to watch it, you know, preparing for Atlanta. So it's a really condensed and tight week. But, you know, like I said, it's a part of the business and, you know, we work through it.
Why do you go back and watch games that are already over just for mistakes and stuff?
Corrections, pretty much, unless you really like a play that you really want to show. You know, other than that, it's really corrections, what we got to improve.
Now, I asked you about this being your 5th year. Mm-hmm. Can you believe you're already halfway through the 5th year? I can't believe we're at the halfway point.
It's flying. I told my wife, I'm like, this has been the fastest year yet. It's flying.
It's just, seems like week 3.
Yeah.
You know, it really flying. Does. How about the atmosphere of now a Thursday night game that you played,
mm-hmm.
a Monday night game, granted it was on the road, but it's still the electricity, and a regular Sunday game? How different are the three?
Man, to me, you know, those Thursday and Monday night games, those are special. You know, those are the games that you really, you know, look forward to as a player just because, you know, they're rare. They're once a year usually, you know, and when you get that opportunity, it's you know, everyone's watching. It's the only football game on. So, you know, you're excited for those opportunities. Those are always special.
When you played on Thursday or even on a Sunday and you watch a game, so like you played last Thursday, the weekend you had off, did you watch any? And if you did, do you watch as a fan? Do you watch to better yourself? Do you watch to look for weaknesses of your opponents or all of the above?
All of the above, but pretty much now it's for fantasy.
Really?
Because of fantasy football, that's really, because I'm a GM, I have to see what's going on in the league.
You don't know how crazy that is to me to hear. Because when fantasy football first started, the NFL was against it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they do their own TV shows. And
yes.
And so I'm going to, well, I won't tell you the truth. I'm going to lie on this one. So I was a GM of a team.
Okay.
And I'm also the sports director at a radio station.
Okay.
So I called a particular team inquiring about the health of a particular wide receiver. And they asked, is this for fantasy football? And I said, no, I'm a sports director at a radio station. I need to know. Yes, he was on my team as well. But how far it's come from nobody really liked it at first, and now it's just taken off. It's crazy it's taken off.
It's blown up. It's really changed, you know, the NFL drastically.
And I think it's for the better because – you know, people would know, and I don't mean any disrespect to anybody that I'm going to talk about or listening, but everybody knows who Jerry Rice is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody knows who LaDainian Tomlinson is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the number 2 receiver, the number 3 receiver, you know. So I think it has definitely benefited the NFL and what the NFL is trying to do.
Oh, yeah. Even for players, you know, there's a lot of receivers that I didn't know existed. I didn't know anything about them, but because they performed in fantasy, I was like, oh, who's this? You know, then I do a little research. Find, oh, okay, I know who this is now. You know, and actually I'll see a guy, and I was like, oh, I know you from fantasy. Like,
so it's somebody that, and I don't know how they would know, but you pick, I'm making this up, sixth, mm-hmm. and you pick this guy. Mm-hmm. The guy that went seventh, does he ever come up to you and say, hey, why didn't you pick me?
No, but I picked Cordero Patterson. In fantasy, and I remember, you know, specifically telling him week after week, hey, bro, I need a big week. You know, I need you to pick it up this week. Last week ain't gonna cut it. You know, like, it was fun, you know, just to be able to, you know, do that.
How big and of a league is it? Meaning, you know, how big of the points? Is it every yard? Is it, because some are just insane, and that's why I stopped doing it. Mm-hmm. I want to do it where I can get in, get out, and know whether I won or lost in 3 minutes, not 2 hours.
Yeah, it shouldn't take long. You know, the way my leagues are set up is literally you go in there, you can see how everyone's performed, and you'll pretty much know if you're going to win this week or not. My game is actually this week is coming down to Christian Michael, the running back for Seattle. I actually have him starting in. Hopefully he gives me 13 points. Otherwise, I'll lose. So I need him.
A couple of questions from the audience. Wrestling. Are you a wrestling guy?
No, not really.
Do you want to be? Why? Just because you've never have? Or
no, I've wrestled a few players, like in the locker room. Most recent was Everson Griffin, the defensive end from Minnesota. I wrestled him my rookie year. And after that battle, you know, he came up to me later. He was like, man, you're kind of strong. I was like, yeah, I can hold my weight. but he kind of got me a lot. He almost slammed me on my head after he realized I was strong enough to, like, lift him up off the ground.
And this was for fun.
And this was just for fun. So when he got a little offended that I picked him up off the ground because he's a big guy. So he kind of lift me up and showed me that he could possibly slam me on my head. And I was like, all right, I quit.
And he's just a tad bigger than you.
Oh, just a tad.
Just a tad. A bit. How about reality TV shows? I'm assuming you don't watch them, but would you do any of them?
Probably not. Okay. Just not my thing. I'm not a big TV guy, so just not.
Well, this would be people watching you. You wouldn't watch it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I would just feel weird. To me, it's not reality. Reality. I hate that word.
Ashlyn wants to know, who's your favorite artist?
Artist, my favorite artist, man.
All right, and I'll change it just a tad because I always ask this one. You're going to have a concert in your backyard. Three groups, living, passed away, you know, not a group, just a singer. Who's it going to be?
All right, so one who's passed away is definitely Luther Vandross. My dad, he grew up, you know, jamming to Luther whenever we were traveling on the road. So, you know, the Bad Boy singing, like, as soon as that started, I just know, man, like, it's just, it's cool just to, you know, to have him in my backyard. That would be cool. Ah, oh, man, who else?
You can think about it if you need to.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, who else would I really like to hear? John Legend. John Legend is another guy that I like. He's a younger talent, but also really talented, great singer. As you can see, I like singers. If I had to go in, like, with a rapper, I would say somebody like Eminem, just because he was really talented.
Yeah, for sure. All right, Mark wants to know, what do you do for in your spare time? How much spare time do you really have?
Well, I kind of work a normal job, pretty much Monday, except for Monday and Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday is usually a short day where we're off by 1 o'clock. If we win, it's a victory Monday, which is even better. So, you know, I have a lot of time then. And then Tuesday is our mandatory off day. So another day where, you know, I have a lot of time. And then Wednesday through Friday is pretty much like a normal job. You go in for work and come home. So I have a normal hours where I pretty much either I'm chilling with my kids and my wife or playing a game or, you know, just trying to find something to do with my time.
I wouldn't necessarily say that you have a normal job because when I have an off day, my wife makes me cut the yard. I doubt that you're out cutting the yard, right?
I was doing that until this is my first year not doing it. In previous years, I did cut the grass.
Well, but the yards up in Minnesota probably there isn't any because of the weather.
I only have to do it, you know, twice a year.
Right, exactly. All right. If you could have any superpower, what would it be?
If I had to choose, could I just choose like a person? Because I don't know her. What's the actual?
You can do anything you want.
Mystique. Because she can turn into anybody. So, you know, you get multiple superpowers.
There you go. That's thinking ahead. That's like when somebody says about your three wishes. What's the first wish? Yeah. I want 10 more wishes.
Awesome.
You know, that's what you're supposed to do. If you were not playing football, what do you think you'd be doing?
I think I would be doing SWAT. My major is in criminal justice. So, you know, I've always pursued, you know, law enforcement, just like, you know, my middle brother is doing now. And SWAT has always just, ever since the movie SWAT came out, I was like, that's what I want to do. And I've stuck with it.
Have you done ride-alongs and stuff like that?
I've done ride-alongs. I love them. You know, I actually, you know, encouraged my brother to do it after, you know, doing a few ride-alongs up in Minnesota. He was just like, yeah, I think I'll try it. And now he's, you know, just completed.
Have you done any here in Tampa?
I haven't tried any in Tampa.
Do you want to?
Probably not. It's a different atmosphere.
It is different. But I could get you in some pretty good ones,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to be in a good one right now.
This one, yeah, all right. I understand what you're saying. We'll talk off the air on some people that I do know in town. All right, let's go hit another break. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. This is The Player Show.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guests on The Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff's Own way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game.
Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Yo, Monkey Boy. Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
One, two, three, four.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. Don't forget, Ryan Neese's big party is coming up, the Rockin' Holiday Party coming up December 1st. Go to RyanNeeseFoundation.com for information. $60 a ticket, all you can drink, all you can eat. Wicked good cupcakes are there. The mini donuts are there. It's definitely the place to be. We are going to give away a pair of tickets at the top of the hour, so don't go anywhere. We want to get you back 100% again. So here's a gift certificate from Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay.
Nice.
I think you're familiar with those guys because they're the ones who run the cryotherapy.
Oh, okay. The cryotherapy.
At the, the complex. Mm-hmm. Have you been in that thing?
I have.
Do you like it?
I don't.
Yeah.
you can't like it. It's freezing. Literally for 2 minutes, you're freezing. Like, it's horrible.
Does it work? Do you think? And it doesn't matter really. And I know they're listening and they're going to yell at me. It doesn't matter if it works. I think it matters if you think it works.
And that's how it works.
Okay.
You know, most guys just, man, I feel like this is going to get me right. You go in there, it gets you right, and you're ready to go.
I did it in Las Vegas to try it, and my wrists hurt. I don't know why.
Uh-oh.
You know, I was cold, but I wasn't freezing, but my wrists were hurting. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
I think I need to go see the docs over there, and they can explain it. Real quick, Minnesota, where you were before, how cool is Mall of America? Do I need to get up there to that?
You do.
Sure.
It's awesome. It's a place that has roller coasters indoors. Obviously, because it's so cold there, that's why they do that. But every store you can think of is there. You know, all the food is there. Movie theaters. It's a place to see.
Now, I think I've even been told that the same store is more than once because of how big it is. Is that correct?
Yeah, multiple times there. You'll see one store on this side, and you'll see it again. You're like, man, did I make it to the other side? No, you're just halfway.
So if it's a video game store, you can hit more than one. You can tell the wife, but I haven't been to this one.
I didn't go to this one yet.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, Nasty wants to know, what's your favorite memory so far in Tampa?
In Tampa, my favorite
memory. Been here,
memory.
What, 8 months now?
Mm-hmm. Fishing. You know, just being able to fish again. That
was my next question, too.
That's been awesome. You know, being in Minnesota, I didn't go fishing. People invited me, you know, but it's something about fishing in the cold that didn't sound good. So, you know, being here, I've been able to do a lot more fishing.
How often do you go out?
Well, I have a little lake in my backyard, so I was able to go bass fishing pretty much every day. I used to tell my parents a bass a day will keep the itch away, so... You know, I would literally go back there.
So if you know somebody that knows somebody that has a boat and will take you any kind of fishing you want to go,
I will go.
Which would you want to do though? I mean, what do you want to fish for?
Sharks.
Okay. Do me a favor and write it down to find that person that Josh might know to set this up. In other words, I'll forget. So I need to follow up. Your biggest influence.
My biggest influence, my oldest brother.
He beat you up regularly? Because mine did.
No, he didn't. I fought with my middle brother more, so he was kind of like the guy to say, all right, that's enough, you know, and I always looked up to him, so he's just always been the guy that I go to in any situation. He's always got, you know, good advice and things like that.
And see, in my case, I am the middle brother. So it's the middle brother always fights with the older brother.
Yeah.
And the younger brother is the baby. Everybody loves him, right?
That's true.
You know, that's the way it is. At what age did you become interested in football? And what other sports did you play? I know you did some track.
Man, all my life, I pretty much love football. Like my parents mentioned to me that my son is just like me. Literally, he wakes up, he puts on his football helmet, and he grabs his football every morning. That's his routine. He can't start his day until he gets his football and his helmet. And pretty much when I was young, I didn't have a helmet, but I had a football and pretty much carried it everywhere. You know, when I got older, you know, I started venturing into other sports. I played a little bit of basketball, but never for a basketball team just because I didn't see it happening. You know, my brother kind of told me that guys in the NBA were 6'6". And I was like, okay, I'm not getting 6'6", so let's just stick to football.
What's your favorite basketball team? I saw on your Twitter, did a little
I am
Kobe
a Laker.
Love.
I am a Laker till I die. I'll be a Lakers fan. I grew up in the era of Kobe Bryant, so he's my favorite player and always will be.
And why the Lakers? Because of
Kobe. You know, they were in their ring when I was a kid. You know, I watched them win five titles, especially Kobe, you know, seeing him mature and each year get better and become the dominant guy that he was and is.
So a silly question would be Shaq or Kobe?
It's very silly.
Very, very silly question.
Very
silly. All right. Another question from the audience. The craziest outfit you ever wore for Halloween?
The craziest. This year, my wife made me dress up like a banana on Halloween morning. A banana.
And there's pictures somewhere, right?
Yes, there's pictures of me, my wife, my kid. We're bananas. And my oldest kid, he's a monkey. So
that's awesome.
Everyone said, oh, it's so cute. I'm like, it's the stupidest picture I've ever taken.
Now, did you like enter into some contest or
something? No, I don't want anyone to see
it. You don't want anybody to see it.
It's on my hidden Facebook page.
Oh, I was going to say, so why did you take the pictures then? What's the craziest thing that you've heard or you've said on a football field that you can say on FCC radio?
Oh, craziest thing I've heard or said. Man, these some crazy guys in the NFL.
Does anybody get, as you're thinking about that, has anybody said anything to you? Because, again, you know, they say, you say, everybody says stuff to get in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And normally you're supposed to laugh it off, mm-hmm. think it's funny, and come back with something better. But has anybody ever said anything that you just couldn't let it go?
You just be like, you got me.
Yeah.
I've been there a few times where, you know, you suck. I'll do you any day. I just did you. You're right. You did. it happens, but you know, you kind of just take the punches and be like, I'll send another one next play.
How can you say anything as you're running down on special teams?
Oh, you have time.
Do you really?
Literally. This past week we played against Atlanta, and I was playing against my former teammate Kamal Ishmael, who plays for Atlanta. He was doing a lot of special teams, and literally while we're running down, I'm like, you suck, you're fat, like just saying, man, you're the worst player I've seen. So like, you kind of find a way to make those things happen.
I've asked guys, you know, like on defense or a running back or whatever, you know, how do you see the field? How does it slow down when you're doing what you do? Does it still slow down like that?
Not really. Special teams is a one play. It's fast. It's one play, and it's usually quick. That's the best way. It's a fast play. No matter what, if you're on kickoff return, it's going to be quick. You turn around on kickoff return, the kickoff guy is right there. You're running down as a gunner. It's two guys right there. So it's always quick.
Do you watch the big screen at all while you're running?
You don't have time. You don't have time.
I would think maybe you could like cheat up and look to see maybe where the guy is or where a blocker is. How you'd be able to register all that?
Yeah, you're just running. You know, you can't look anywhere else but at the ball.
How about fans? Can you hear them?
I don't know why or how, but I haven't heard fans or in a game like while playing, probably ever. It's literally you just tune everything out while you're playing.
So it's like dead silence?
So like you only hear me in particular, you only hear after the play and before the play. As soon as the ball snap, everything's silent.
Who's your favorite player growing up, football-wise? We know Kobe's.
Randy Moss. So
when he threw it behind his head?
Everything about him. So literally growing up, you know, I play receiver and I used to say, oh, you got Moss. I was fast, so I could just run by people like Randy Moss. And my rookie year, I got the opportunity to play against him. And it was actually the first time I was starstruck. You literally, he lined up and I'm like, that's Randy Moss. Like, I was just, like, starstruck. I don't remember the call. I played man that play. I don't remember what the call was, but it was a dream.
So was that a jersey swap opportunity?
I should have, but I was young, and I didn't think he'd give it to me.
See, and I've always talked to guys, and they're always like, because it's early in their careers, and they're always like, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
We're peers.
Yeah.
We're equals. We're this, we're that. And then the same guys come back 10 years later to do the show. They're like, you know, Randy, remember when you told me? I should have. I should have done this.
Did
you see, was it Roethlisberger that just asked for Brady's?
Really?
Yeah.
Finally? After all these years?
Yep. He said, I've never done this, but hey, I'd really like this. Yeah, sure. After the game, I'll hook you up. I mean, it's like, and now it seems like a lot of guys are starting to do that.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of other jerseys.
It's becoming a trend now. More guys are swapping.
you swapped at all? I mean, some former teammates?
I like to swap with former teammates just because that UCF tie that's, you know, always going to keep us together.
So you have a Bortles yet?
I don't have a Bortles.
We need to get a hold of Roy Miller or somebody to get that done. Do you talk to him and to other alum often?
Not often. You know, just from time to time, I'll, you know, hit them up. Mostly guys like Kamal, AJ, guys who played in my secondary with me. Those are the guys who I kind of keep in contact the most.
What's your favorite movie?
Law Abiding Citizen.
How many times have you seen it?
About 30.
So if it comes on late at night, do you have to watch it?
Almost, you have to, and you're just, especially when it's on TV, you just get like drawn into it, like, oh, I gotta see this tomorrow. I gotta see
even though you know it.
Even though you know exactly what's gonna, like, oh, this is the best part. Like, oh, this was so good. So yeah, have to.
What's your guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure, Pokemon Go.
Oh, all right. Okay. Celebrity crush.
Nah, I'm married, so I don't want to say.
I'm
this
married too, but my wife knows. Jennifer Aniston's my...
See, oh, man. Like, my wife knows I like Jennifer Aniston, but there are so many. She's just like she'll throw out somebody, and I was like, nah, that was last week. Like, so it's always changing. It's literally the latest movie that has the nicest woman. It's like, oh, there's my crush.
That's who it is this
oh,
week.
I like her. That's what I was. I like her.
All right, let's go hit our final break of the evening. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, it's the Players Show.
What Gourmet Restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Holy Hog Barbecue with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids.
Check out the new 12-draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Hi, this is Mike Allstadt from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. The final couple minutes here. I've kind of let down my job here. I have a bunch of other stuff for you. Kind of forgot. For coming on, we have your battery charger.
Oh, awesome.
That way your cell phone
now
will never die.
Now, I'm sorry.
Now you can do Pokemon Go no matter where you go. Your phone will never, because the data that's used and the battery that's used for your Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's the best part of the show, the Pokemon thing. I got to be honest. Finding that out is just awesome.
I love it.
We may have to get you a Pokemon Go t-shirt or something.
I think they need to sponsor me or find a way to, you know, give me some gear or something.
Jot it down. Something for me to get to work. Here is a Tervis tumbler, Buccaneer Tervis tumbler for you.
My wife's going to use this a lot.
So you'll be able to use that. And here's some gift certificates to go try Holy Hog.
Thank you.
I don't know if you've been there yet.
I haven't.
I think they've provided food once or twice in either the locker room or a trip or something. It's very good stuff.
All right.
Very good stuff.
I'll enjoy that.
All right. A couple more questions from the audience. The worst stadium you've ever played in college and then in the pros.
Oh, man. The worst. Goodness.
Any stick out?
I can't think of any. In college, I don't remember any of those stadiums. I'll say Buffalo just because I'm from Florida, and going to Buffalo sucked. Like, it was freezing. It was my first time actually having to play in a cold game. So everything about that place, I hate it.
How much does it hurt?
It's brutal.
I mean, it's going to hurt anyway. Like, you know, I'm watching some of your plays.
It's going to hurt, but hitting concrete, like, it sucks. It's like, who plays street ball and play tackle? Like, no one does that. So that's what it's like.
How about when you, and not even up in the cold or in the snow, and I know our field here at Raymond James is awesome, but how about when you hit the ground?
Yeah, that's the worst part. That's the worst part.
They can put men on the moon, but they can't figure out a easier way for you to fall?
Eventually, that's what, someone's going to figure it out. I guarantee it. And they're going to make a lot of money.
The best stadium you've played in other than Tampa Stadium? Because that's a given.
Dallas. They have a nice one. They have a nice one.
What's the visiting locker room in Dallas like? I've been in the Dallas locker room.
Even that's nice.
Is it really?
Yeah, like even when you walk out, you're like walking out past fans and TVs, like at ground level. It's pretty cool.
Because normally the visitors isn't.
Yeah, usually they throw you in a corner somewhere where they didn't care about it.
How about baseball? Are you a baseball guy at all?
Not really.
Did you watch any of the World Series?
I watched the last
Isn't
game.
Isn't that crazy?
Just because of, you know, my wife, she grew up playing for the Indians. It was her little league team. So she wanted to see them win, and they blew it. But, yeah, so we watched that, and it was exciting just to see that Game 7 was special.
Isn't that kind of karma, though? That the Cavaliers came back from 3-1 down to beat Golden State, and then it turns around and happens to them.
That's what makes it perfect. That's life. I love it.
You know, and it's funny, and a lot of people here know that I'm already, you know, the bad guy. I wanted both teams to lose. You know, for those reasons, like, come on, you're calling Cleveland title town. They've won their first title in 7 million years, and they're title town now.
I kind of wanted them to win because of that.
See, and then the 3-1, I'm like, now I'm rooting.
Then it's like, right, you got to lose now.
Right. You know, and I wanted the streak to go in Chicago because once the Red Sox won, now they don't talk about them being losers, and then they went on to win and stuff.
Yeah.
Just, you know, there's such a good thing about tradition, good and bad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, no more GOAT, no more Bartman, no more nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they're all off the hook. When did you start practicing your autograph? Not necessarily that you're going to play in the NFL, but just.
Back in middle school. I had to. I couldn't figure out how I was going to do my J's. So I would loop it, and then I see a girl do her gin. I was like, oh, I like that, so I'll try that. And I was like, it don't look as cute. And then I was like, wait, my signature can't be cute. So then I was like, I got to make it manly and just go. And that's what I ended up doing, just going and going.
How much has it changed over the years?
It's been consistent.
Has it?
I haven't changed it since then, just because it was like, this is what it's going to be.
Strangest thing that you've signed that you can say on radio, just in case.
My mouthpiece. Like, someone wanted my mouthpiece, and I was just like, don't put this in your mouth. Like, don't do that.
Wow.
This is weird already. Just don't put it in your mouth.
Okay. Normally, I'm not short for words, but okay. Your most cherished memorabilia. Do you collect stuff? I know we talked about jerseys, but other stuff. And
man, I collect a lot of stuff. My wife called me a hoarder. So, man. That I have that I just can't let go of. I don't even know where to start.
If you could get one thing, what would that one thing be?
If I can get one thing?
Of all those things that you collect, whatever they may be. Like, would it be an
autograph? If I could get all my Pokemon cards back, I would be happy. Because I gave a lot away when I got into college. I was like, oh, let me give them to a little kid. He'll enjoy them. That was so dumb.
Right, I'm gonna ask a silly question. Are they valuable now?
To me, they are valuable. I don't care.
You don't care what they're worth.
I don't care what they're worth. They're valuable.
So they're your baseball cards of
yes,
the two generations ago.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Board games. Do you guys play board games at all? Or
oh yeah.
What do you play?
We play it all. Ticket to Ride, Scattergories, Pictionary, Monopoly. We play it all. Literally, my parents were just in town for the Thursday night game, so they stayed all weekend. And we end up playing Phase 10. We end up playing Scattergories. And, you know, I was able to get a couple of victories.
Well, when they come back, you can play the Celebrity Name Game.
Awesome.
Which is now a big TV show.
Awesome.
And Craig Ferguson, I don't know if you know who he is, but he's awesome.
Thank you.
Very, very talented guy.
I will
guy.
Play this.
closing couple minutes, the Chicago Bears coming to town. I know you really haven't had much time. That normally starts on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about Chicago?
They just came off a good win against Minnesota, you know, so they I know they're excited about that. And, you know, I think we'll have a tough battle with the guys they have at receiver. They have some big receivers, you know, but I think we'll finally get this thing turned around. Coaches, players, we had a lot of time this weekend to, you know, go over everything and, you know, get some things in order where, you know, we'll be able to correct them and play better.
Do you keep up with Minnesota? I mean, you still have to have some friends there. So is it? But and I'm saying this because a lot of times, you know, I get friendly with some players. They leave Tampa Bay. They don't want any part of Tampa Bay, media, friends, players, anything. How does that fall for you?
Well, you after being around guys, especially being in Minnesota for 4 years, you know, you kind of get attached to the guys, you know, or, oh, man, this guy. So I feel the guys that I was attached to ended up going to other teams. A lot of them stayed there. So, you know, you kind of look out for those guys. When you see them get an interception, you're excited for them, or you want to see the play when you hear about it, because those things always show up on your timeline and things like that.
Especially if they're on your fantasy team.
Especially, you know, if you honestly, I don't have anyone from Minnesota on my fantasy team. No particular reason. I had Adrian Peterson, but he got hurt, so that was kind of a bummer. But other than that, yeah.
All right, final thing, if you'd pick one of those, Josh is going to pick the winner of who's going to go to Ryan Neese's holiday party December 1st. If you're not fortunate enough to win, we're going to give tickets away again next week as well when Will Golston comes out. And your winner is $7.91. So $7.91, come up. We will get your information. Thank everybody for coming out. Let's thank Josh for coming out.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time. It was awesome. We'll be back next Monday with Will Golston, who's giving away his game jersey next Monday night. So you want to be here.
Nice.
Thanks, everybody.
Let's do it. Funky, funky, funky. Hit it. Let's get funky. Hit it. Funky, funky, funky. Let's get funky. Cole Medina. Cole cooling at a bar. And I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around. But none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up, what L.O.C. The girls is all jocking at the other end of the bar. Having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm a star. So I got them to show over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy why he's so fly. He said, Funky Cole Medina. Funky, funky, let's get funky. Funky, funky, let's get funky Cole Medina. Funky, funky, let's get funky.